It's a Netball Show with Fibre 10. If you've been following the podcast over the last couple of weeks, we have spoken in the past to Molly Gehan, who's been writing the Netball blogs. And Molly joins us now. The latest blog that you've written was a bit of an interesting read, to be honest, because it talked about rejection at trials. I suppose, why did you decide to write it, and how tricky was it to put on paper?
I decided to write the blog so that people who shared the same experience of rejection could relate and maybe feel encouraged not to give up just because they hit a hurdle, to feel like they're not alone. It happens to everyone at some stage of their lives. It's important to share and talk, to help you focus on what is important and move forwards. Putting all my thoughts onto paper really made me reflect, and I think it will give me the determination to grow stronger in my game. By using the sessions I have, it will allow me to improve for the next round of trials.
And it's perhaps something that netballers around the country will face at some time in their career?
Yes, I think that everyone will go through this at some point in their lives, either in the sporting arena or in the workplace. I think it's something that needs to be talked about more, as together we can definitely find a way to deal with it. The support we give each other is vital.
And it can happen at any age. I mean, it might be difficult at the time, but whether or not you're in sport or not, talk about it. We hear a lot about mental awareness these days, don't we?
For me, mental health is so important. Having a healthy mind is just as important as a healthy body. Every player will always have that feeling of that they're not good enough and they should stop just because they have been rejected this time round. It's okay to not be okay. It's okay to talk to someone about how you feel. We can talk about these things together and hopefully it will lift that weight off your shoulders. If you want someone to talk to, I'm always there to listen. We may even be able to share experiences. But please do talk to someone if you feel like you're struggling. A hurdle is a hurdle. It's not the finish line. You can keep jumping over those hurdles until you reach the finish. I believe in you and I believe in myself. If I can do it, so can you.
And since you started, you've been using the blog for good. So even if it reaches out to that one person, it makes it all worthwhile.
Using the blog to talk about not being selected was definitely a great way of getting all my emotions on one page. I'm glad that my readers have found a way to connect with me through my last post.
So what are you up to next then? I hope you're still keeping up the netball.
I'm still part of the Lightning Academy and I'm hoping to trial for the next NPL tournament in the summer. Training 3 days a week alongside continuing with my A-level studies, applying for uni and my weekend job just doesn't seem possible. But I'm still managing to keep myself organised and pushing through all those barriers.
And the best place to find them?
You can still find all my blogs on my Twitter at molly_gehan and on my Instagram it's at moles_moments. I'll post every 2 weeks, so just keep your eye out.
Well, if you ever go to any games on Super 10, you can always write for us.
Oh, thank you. I'm applying for multimedia journalism courses at uni, so this will be really helpful. I can't wait. Thanks for having me on again, guys. I hope everyone can relate to how I've been feeling recently. And as I said earlier, feel free to contact me if you ever need to talk.